Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon to my radio audience. I would like to give the God of Israel all the glory today for this platform. I truly thank the God of Israel for everything that he has been showing me for the past 3 years. I truly thank him and I truly give him the glory for revealing things to me, his prophet. This is going to be a very, very, very profound broadcast today because I'm actually going to be dealing with reality here, okay? We must deal with reality, okay? That's what we're going to deal with today. No more fantasy, no more just straight up truth and straight up reality. This is Prophetic Power of Truth, Divine Platform, and I am your host, Prophetess Elisha. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. His name is Ahiah. And I also like to thank the Holy Spirit and the Heavenly Host today. The title of this broadcast, no food, gas, water, no nothing. Femi is here. Crying little babies, the fingers is you. I know you don't understand that title, but I will help you to understand it today. Get a call in number 661-244-9831 for anyone would like to call in. Please feel free to do so. I done told you people several times for the past three years, even before the COVID-19 and all this stuff hit the earth, I've been telling you and prophesizing to you and speaking to you things that's going to hit this earth. Okay? That is going to hit this earth because I am the prophet of the God of Israel. And I am the prophet of the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel. No food, people. Okay? No food. No gas. Think about what I'm saying to you right now. No food. No gas, no water, no nothing. No money, because your money ain't going to have no value in a minute. Your money ain't going to be worth nothing but a piece of paper that you could wash your ass with. That's what your money going to be worth in a minute. Your great American dollar. You got so much faith, confidence, love, and hope in. It's going to be worth of a piece of toilet paper to wash your ass. That's what it's going to be worth, people. And a minute. Okay? Femi. I told you 2 years ago that you was in a Femi. 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I broke it all the way down. I prophesied things about the Femi. I said things about the Femi that the God of Israel wanted me to tell you. And you people did not believe me. You did not believe me. Okay? Everything that's going on in this earth is in the Bible. It's just that your leaders don't read the Bible. They don't read the Bible. They don't understand the prophetic. Okay? They don't understand the prophetic. They don't understand the prophetic like Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all the prophets, Elijah and them understood. They only understand doctrine, and they only understand what they have been taught. And that's all they can teach you. And that's why you people are right where you are, like little babies right now. You're like little bitty babies, crying little babies, because you got weak leaders. You have weak leaders that have been sitting over you for many, many, many years, and they have not taught you the Bible, and they have not taught you about the God of the Bible, and they have not taught you nothing concerning the Bible as far as prophecy and history, okay? The Bible is a history book about a people and their God. So you're not learning the Bible when they teach you to love Jesus and all of that stuff and pay your tithes. No, that is not the Bible. So that's why you are in the position that you are in right now. And that's why you people are in the situation that you are about to face right now. Because you don't have no prophet of the God of Israel. Most of your leaders teach you, especially the Hebrew Israelites, they teach you that all the prophets are dead and done away with. And John the Baptist was the last prophet. Are you kidding me? That's the problem. That is the problem, people. I'm going to take my time today because I have a lot to say to you as the prophet of the God of Israel. I know what's going on. I know what's going on because it has been revealed to me what is going on and why it's going on and what we need to do about it. Okay, I know. I understand. The Holy Spirit, the mother of all living things, have revealed that knowledge and wisdom and understanding to me in the prophetic. Your leaders don't know nothing. They are dumb dogs. That's what the Bible calls them, dumb dogs. They know absolutely nothing, people. Okay? So you can keep believing in them and waiting on them to tell you what you need to do. And what you need to do for you and your kids, and do you need to wait, or do you need to run, or do you need to get this, or do you need to buy this? Keep on listening to them leaders, because all they want is your money. They ain't thinking about you, your kids, and nothing else. All they want is what they can get from you. And if you dumb, crazy people haven't figured that out yet, then guess what? Mayday. Mayday. That means you are in trouble, and some serious trouble. Yes. What are you crying for now? I'm just talking about the topic right now. I haven't even went into the Bible verses that I have. I'm just talking about the topic. What you crying for? This is what you wanted. Hebrews, Israel, Gentiles, this is what you wanted. This is what you wanted. You're getting exactly what you want. This is what you want. You don't want the God of Israel. You don't want the real God. You don't want the truth. You don't want the real understanding. You don't want real wisdom and knowledge that comes from the God of Israel. You don't want it. All you want is your religion. All you want is your God. All your false, fake, phony gods. That's all you want, and that's all you're going to get. Because guess what? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he done had enough of you people. And I'm speaking to you what I hear right now. I'm speaking to you what I hear right now in the prophetic. He don't have enough of you people. Just like he had enough with them in ancient times, and he told Moses, "Moses, get out of my way. I'm about to hurt these people.
No one can stop the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No one can stop the God of the Hebrew nation. No one on this earth, no one have the power to stop him. So whatever your leader's telling you, oh, just be still and wait, or yeah, we ain't got to do nothing. Wait on Iran, wait on this, wait on that. Let's see what happens. We getting ready to see what's going to happen, people. And it's going to blow your damn minds. No, I'm not religious. I'm not religious anymore. It's going to blow your damn minds what is about to happen very, very quickly. Quickly. Let me get into my precepts right now. No food, no gas, no water, no nothing. Semi, crying little babies. The fingers is you. It's you, people. You did it to your own selves. Now let's go into the Bible, into my precepts, and see what the God of Israel want you to know today. I hope you're listening this time, because y'all have turned a deaf ear for 3 years to me, his prophet. You have turned a deaf ear for 3 years. Oh, that lady don't know what she's talking about. Oh, whoever have listened to me, I don't know who have heard me. Ain't no sense of me going on Facebook, because they ain't going to listen to me there. Ain't no sense of me going on Instagram. They ain't going to listen to me there. Ain't no sense of me going on TikTok. They not going to listen to me there. Ain't no sense of me going on YouTube. They not going to listen to me there. Okay? This is the platform that the God of Israel gave me, that somebody is listening here. Genesis 41. Let's start with that. Genesis 49. I'm sorry. Genesis 41, verse 49 through 57. Your leaders don't want to tell you nothing about the Femi in the Bible that is connected to the Femi that we have right now in this earth. They don't want to talk about that. Oh, no. They don't want to talk about that. All they want to tell you is Shalom and Shalom and oh, peace and blessings. The Most High, He's going to be with us. Oh, the Most High going to do this. Oh, yeah. Christian church, praise the Lord. Oh, praise Jesus. Yeah, we love Jesus. That's all they want you people to talk about and you people to know. Look at what the Gathering of Christ Church taught yesterday on their platform. Yeah, I am here to correct your leaders, because I am the prophet of the God of Israel. No one can correct them except the prophet or prophetess of the God of Israel. Look at the broadcast that GOCC made yesterday. They so out of season. They so outdated. They so out of, how could I say it, out of the spirituality of wisdom and knowledge that comes from the Holy Spirit. They so outdated with their message. Out of season, what they are talking about. The black people being murdered or something like that. Talking about Planned Parenthood. Are you, what? Planned Parenthood. Who give a damn about Planned Parenthood right now when a people is about to be took down out of this earth by Femi and the New World Order? Planned Parenthood. I'm sorry, people. I feel what I'm saying to you today. So, yes, I am emotional right now to feel what I'm saying to you right now. Yeah, they're talking about slavery and how the black people got killed and
how they killing you through Planned Parenthood and how they killing you through this. Come on, people. This is not the prosthetic. That is not the prosthetic what them brothers are talking about. They talking about the same old stuff that they've been teaching for the past 20 years. So I'm not talking about them today. But I'm just letting you know how your leaders are operating because they don't know the God of Israel. I don't care how much they tell you they know him and they talking about him and the most. I don't care how much they say it. It speaks for itself. Christian church and all the rest of them. Genesis 41. Let's get into the Bible now. Genesis 41, 49 through 57. It says, and Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much corn, until he left numbering, for it was without number. And unto Joseph was born two sons before the years of the famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, bare unto him. Verse 51 of Genesis 41. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. For God said, he have made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second call he Ephraim. For God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Verse 53. In the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. Can I say it again to y'all people? The years of you people having all kind of this and all kind of that and all kind of food and all kind of clothes and all kind of money and all kind of houses and all kind of what you want to have has came to an end. Let me say it to you now. I'm speaking to you prophetically. It has come to an end. Just like it came to an end in Egypt. Just like it came to an end in Egypt. It has come to an end, people. It has come. All the stuff that y'all love and y'all chase after and run after and gotta have and work so hard to have every day, all day, or everything that you people desire has come to an end. You in a semi right now. You are in a semi right now. And no, nobody gonna help you out of it. No one, your leaders, your mama, your daddy, your God, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, no one will help you out of it. It has come to an end. Verse 53. Let me read that again. Genesis 41. And the 7 years of plenteous that was in the land of Egypt were ended. Egypt is modern day America. Modern day Britain. Modern day all over the earth is Egypt. Okay? It has come to an end. Egypt, modern day Egypt, has come to its end. It's in a famine now. Listen to me, people. Listen to the God of Israel. Verse 54. And the 7 years of drought began to come according to Joseph had said.
Yes, Joseph was a prophet. Yes, he was a prophet of the God of Israel. According to what he said, according to what I have been telling you people for the last 3 years, go back over all of my audios and listen. I told you 2 years ago we was in a famine and it was just going to get worse. And the 7 years of drought began to come according to Joseph had said. And the drought was in all lands. You hear me, people? The drought was in all the earth. The famine will be in all the world. Not just America, not just Britain, not just all over the world will be in a famine. We there right now. It's just that your government trying to clean it up, cover it up, and all the stuff they trying to do, but they won't be able to cover it up. They won't be able to. You can't stop the God of all gods. You can't stop the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can't stop the God of Israel. You cannot stop the heavenly hosts. So look, so the drought was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt, there was bread for 7 years. For 7 years. There, how many, y'all done had plenty of stuff. All over the earth, you had plenty of food, plenty of water, plenty of this, plenty of gas, plenty of everything. But it has come to an end now, people. Verse 55. We're going to take this all the way to the 59th verse. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph. What have he to say to you to do? Don't come to me. Because I'm not a prophet. I'm not connected to the God of Israel. I cannot tell you what you need to do. So y'all can cry to your government, your pharaohs, your kings, your prince. You can cry to your pastors, your leaders. You can cry to all them people. But Pharaoh told the people of Egypt, go to Joseph the prophet. And he will tell you what you need to do and what you got to do and how you got to do it. But guess what? Y'all don't believe in the prophets of the God of Israel. You only believe in the prophets of Baal. Juanita Devine and T.D. Jakes, George Myers, Paula White. And the list go on and on and on. And your Hebrew Israelite elders. You don't want to believe in a prophet. I'm going to prove that today. And this is your people problem. The God of Israel sent a prophet to tell you 3 years what to do and how to do, and you still have denied what the prophet told you to do. So Pharaoh said, no, don't come to me. I can't tell you what to do, Egypt. I'm the king of Egypt, and I don't know what to do. The government don't know what to do, people. They don't know how to fix this. They can't fix it. So you might as well forget about calling your Congress and Joe Biden and whoever you think about calling. You might as well forget about it. Because it is out of their control. It is out of their hands. And I'm going to prove that to you today. So Pharaoh said, don't come to me. Go to Joseph. Let Joseph tell you what to do. I can't tell you what to do, Egypt. You're going to starve to death if you listen to what I say. Because I cannot hear the prophetic. And I cannot hear the God of Israel. And I can't hear Ahiah. I can't hear the God of Jacob and the God of Joseph. Verse 56. And the famine was all over the face of the earth. Are you people listening to me? The famine was all over the face of the earth. Yes, people. Yes, people. All over the face of the earth. By the end of this year, people, I'm telling you what I hear. By the end of this year, 2022, and you don't want to see what's going to happen in 2023. Woo, the God of Israel will show me some serious things that's going to happen up in here. Verse 57 of Genesis 41. In all countries, y'all see what I'm saying? All countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all land. Excuse me. So they had to go to Joseph and buy corn. There was no food nowhere else in the world. Only the prophet. Only Joseph had the answer for the whole entire world. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forever. He's going to always have a prophet, people. Don't you ever, ever believe that. Don't you ever believe that the God of the Bible, the Hebrew scrolls, is not going to have a prophet in this earth to tell you what you need to do and why things are going on the way they're going on. So let's take it back up to verse 49. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much corn, until he left numbering it without number. And unto, okay, so Joseph gathered corn people. You got all these people coming on YouTube video, making all kind of videos right now. No, the shortage. They calling it the food shortage. No, it's not called the food shortage. It's called a famine. That's what it is called. Not no food shortage. So see how uneducated and uneducated and undisconnected people are to the God of the Bible. They got to call it what the government call it, a food shortage. No, that ain't what the God of Israel call it. Your creator, he called it a famine. They making all kind of YouTube videos on, oh yeah, we need to buy this food and we need to get canned goods and we need to do, no. You need to do what the Bible tell you to do. That's what you need to do, people. Stop listening to these people that don't have no connection with the God of Israel. I'm telling you, you will be forever lost listening to these people. Oh, we got to get canned goods. Oh, we got to get a lot of water. Oh, we no, I'm going to tell you today what you got to get. Number one, Joseph already showing you what you got to do. You got to have a lot of corn. You got to have a lot of corn. So I think you better go to that Bank of America or Citibank and draw you out a good $20,000, $30,000 and buy you a piece of land somewhere up in a mountain, somewhere good, natural, and start planting your corn right now. That's what you better do. That's what you better do. If you want to survive this, you have to follow the blueprint of the Holy Bible. Follow the blueprint. There is a blueprint that the God of Israel have put here for us to survive. But see, our thing, we keep wanting to listen to these people and these men and all these people, and they don't know what they're talking about. Your canned goods going to run out, bruh. Your water going to run out, sis. Your toilet paper going to run out. Your beans and all this stuff, it's going to run. Rice is going to run dry. Next Bible verse, precept. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 24. And if you continue to read this story, the money in Egypt at the time of the Famine didn't have no value. It's a scripture in here, but I'm not going to go to it because I don't have time. I have a lot of scriptures here to cover. It lost the value. And your dollar will lose the value. And your euro and all the rest of your money will lose value. That's why they're going to make it a cashless society. Yeah. You can keep working hard for the American dollar, whatever dollar you got. But it will be cashless, people. And I'm talking about this is moving so fast that you're not going to believe it with your own eyes. Yes, it will be a cashless society. That's part of the order. That's part of the order. Yes. Cashless. Your money won't mean nothing. You better do what Joseph did, man. You better do what Joseph did, man. Listen to me. And we're going to talk more about that corn later. Running up in Walmart and Sam Club and all that stuff, trying to buy their food. No. God of Israel ain't never told you to do that. No way. And that's one of the reasons why you people in a famine, in the position you're in right now. Because you've been trusting in man to feed you and your children. Trusting in the government. Trusting in your food trucks. For trusting in the Walmart and all these people to feed you. They won't be able to do it no more, though. Believe what I tell you, people. So you can run there and pack up on this and stack up on this and stack up on that. That food in Walmart and all them stores, it's no good. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your soul. It's not good for your spirit. It's not all the markets. Every last grocery store. It's not good, the food. So why would you go stack up on something that's not good for you? It ain't going to give you no strength. It ain't going to give you no health. It ain't going to give you no nutrition. It ain't going to give you nothing. You need corn. Like Joseph told the people to do. Get the corn. Get the corn. We got to make a lot of corn. Second Kings 6. 2 Kings 6. 2 Kings 6, 24. The Syrian army. Yeah. And it came to pass, 2 Kings 6, 24. After this,
that Behinadad of King Assyria gathered all his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria. This is northern Israel, Samaria. This is the home of the 10 tribes of Israel. The Syrian army surround Samaria, where the 10 tribes used to live. Right now, they live in a new world right now. Over there in the Caribbean, over there in Peru and Ecuador and Colombia and Venezuela and Panama and Guatemala. Yes. This is their ancient home right now I'm reading about. Their modern home is the Caribbean. And it came to pass after this that he gathered his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine. There was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it. Let me keep reading, people, because I'm trying to show you something right now. And they besieged it until an ass head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a calf of dove dung for 5 pieces of silver. It was no food. They besieged it. It was a great famine. Let me keep reading. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help my lord, O king." Verse 27. And he said, "If Ahiah do not help thee, when shall I help thee out of the barn floor or out of the wine press?" And the king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" And she answered this, "Woman said unto me, give thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we bought my son and did eat him." And I said unto her on the next day, "Give thy son that we may eat him." And she had hid her son. So look at this Bible verse here. It is a great famine in Jerusalem, the northern part of Israel. And the king was passing by, trying to get away from the from the Syrian army. The king was trying to get away from the Syrian army. He didn't care nothing about the people. Don't you see that y'all are in a war with Russia right now? Mm-hmm. Let me keep reading. And the woman told the king. The king said, "What is it that you want?" The woman began to cry. She began to cry to the king because it was a great famine. Y'all Baba Gum popping sisters, false eyes, false booty, all you. Y'all women going to be on your knees crying in a minute. You're going to forget all about your booty shots and your eye shots and your nail shots and all the shots and your weaves. And he said, "What's wrong with you?" And she said, "Tell this woman, give thy son that we may eat him today. And we will eat her son tomorrow. So they bought. So she was telling the king, "You know what? I bought my son so we can have some food to eat
Now I want you to tell the woman to do what she told me she was going to do. Give me her son so we can eat him today. It was a great famine because the Syrian army had besieged Israel. And they was eating their children to stay alive. Yes, people. Yes, this is reality. This is reality. This is what it's coming to. A great famine. The city was being besieged. Just like the whole world is about to be besieged with the New World Order. Listen to me, people. The whole world will be under the New World Order, and it will be under siege of the military and whoever else they want to put you under. That's where we are in the prophetic. That's where we are in Bible prophecy. So if you don't get no corn, and if you don't grow your own food right now, and if you don't prepare yourself and dig yourself a well so you can have some water to drink, that'll be your own demise. Because the food you're going up in these markets to buy and pack up, it won't last. It will not last. The people in Egypt did the same thing. But you notice they had to go to Joseph. All over the world, they had to go to Joseph. They packed up canned goods and wine and all of that, the same stuff you people doing right now. But they ran out. Next Bible verse. So, you will be in a siege. You will be in a siege, people, from the New World Order. They're talking about it all on the news right now. They got all kind of news articles. They're not trying to hide it from you people. It's that you people are so busy. You're so busy and you don't care. You don't care. You don't care what's happening. You don't care what's going on. You don't care. But you will care when it happened. Like this little woman right here, she began to cry to the king. She didn't care either. She didn't care either until she got in the predicament where she didn't have nothing to eat, that she had to eat her own child. Yes. You don't care as long as I can finish my college and my degrees and, yeah, go to work. No, people, that's over with. You are in a siege. You are in the New World Order. And you are in a famine. And guess what? The famine is about to get great. And when it get great, you can see what happened once it got great over there in Israel, that they start eating their own kids, boiling their little babies in a pot and eating them. Yeah, this is reality, people. This is Bible I'm reading to you. So y'all can keep playing little rock and roll shows all you want to play. But I am telling you as the prophet of the God of Israel, what is going to hit now, people? Next Bible verse, 2 Kings 7, verse 1 through 7. Then Elisha the prophet said, hear ye the words of Ahijah. Thus said Ahijah, tomorrow about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel. Mm-mm-mm. And 2 measures of barley. For a shekel in the gate of Samaria, because they was in a great famine, because they disobeyed the God of Israel. They went against the God of Israel to serve all their gods. The same thing you people doing right now today. And that's why you are in a famine. And the famine will get so heated up, your government can't fix it, people. Your food trucks can't fix it, people. Your God Jesus can't fix it, people. He's not real. Buddha can't fix it. He's not real. Allah, not real. No one can fix it. But the God of Israel, the one that put it on you. The same one that put it on the children of Israel right here and kings when the Syrian army besieged them. The same one. He's the same God right now that's putting it on you. And he won't fix it either. You know why? Because you people will never quit serving your gods and loving your gods and loving your life and loving your world. And loving everything that your world can offer you. Loving your religions. And loving man and your elders and your bishops and your pastors and all these people. They're going to starve too in the famine and die. They're going to die too. Yes. Millions and trillions of people died in Jerusalem from starvation because they couldn't get no food. Mm-hmm. So look at Elisha the prophet. He said, a shekel in Gideon in verse 2. We read in 2 Kings 7 verse 2 now. Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if a hire would make windows in heaven, might these things be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes. So this man did not believe Elisha the prophet. Just like you people haven't believed me. I told you millions was going to die from COVID-19 before COVID even hit the earth. Millions, the God of Israel told me. Millions, tell them, daughter, millions will die in 2020. I told you that in 2019, and millions are still dying today. So just like this man here didn't want to believe the prophet. So Elisha told him. And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine own eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. Elisha said, ain't going to be no food. You're going to see this great famine. You're going to see no food, no water, no this. Know that, know nothing with your own eyes, people. Verse 3, 2 Kings 7. And there was found 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Even these four left it unclean, defiled men, sinners. They had enough sense, people. Elisha had already told them, there's nothing you can do. You're going to see it with your own eyes and you will not eat. These leprous men said, why should we sit here and die? Waiting for somebody to help us. Waiting on somebody to help us. Waiting on our government to send us some food stamps. In the stimulus chat. Why should we sit here and die? Because we love this world. We love Chicago. We love Detroit. We love Maryland. We love New Jersey. We love New York. We love Missouri. We love California. We love Hollywood. Why should we sit here and die? Waiting for someone to come and help us when we need to get up and help our own damn selves. People. Verse 4 of 2 Kings 7. Let me read 6 again. Verse 3 again. And they said one to another, the lepers, why should we sit here and die? Why should we sit here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. And we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. My God, these lepers got some wisdom going on here. Now, therefore, come and let us fall unto the host of the Assyrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twinkling to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come up to the othermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. Verse 6. For Ahiah had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even a noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel have hired against us the king of the Hittites, and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they rose and fled in the twinkling and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. Y'all hear me, people? They fled for their life. The leper said, why should we sit here and die? If we stay in this city, verse 4, then the famine is in the city. Don't matter where you go, the famine is all over the world. It don't matter. It's just that wherever you go, people, listen to me. I'm going to give you a word of wisdom. Wherever you go, you must take the real God with you and denounce all of your gods. Wherever you go, the God of Israel, Ahiah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob must be your God. You must have him with you to lead you and guide you and where you need to go. Because without him, you don't know where to go and what to do. There's no direction from Jesus. There's so many people in church can't even hear Jesus. And they've been in church 40, 50, 60 years of their life. They can't even hear him. Why? Because he's not real. How are you going to hear somebody that's not real? You can't. They don't have a voice to speak to you. Your leaders don't know what to tell you right now. They still talking about Planned Parenthood and the government doing this and the government doing that. The Christian church ain't going to be able to tell you nothing. The only thing them T.D. Jakes and all them talking about, George Myers them is talking about love God and love Jesus and, you know, just be a good Christian and keep the faith. This ain't about faith. This is not about faith, people. This is about an angry God that want to destroy your lives right now. That's what it's about. It ain't got nothing to do with faith. So the leper said, I can't stay in this city because the Fidmi is in the city, and we should die there. So you're going to die. You're going to die in the film. So many people will die in this film, my people. And again, I'm speaking to you what I hear, prophetic. So many will die in this film. Listen to me, people. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you. Whoever have an ear to hear, a heart to understand, hear me this day. Hear the God of Israel this day, in this hour, in this time. So the Fidmi's in the city, we should die there. How did they die? Because you ain't got no food. You ain't got no water. You ain't got nothing. Of course you're going to die. The Syrian army, the New World Order. That's who the Syrian army represents, the New World Order. Okay. They was everywhere. They was everywhere besieging the city. They had their army everywhere. They fought everywhere. Besieging the city. Get out of here, please. Now, therefore, so he said right here in verse 4, and we should die there, and if we sit still, here we'll die also. You cannot sit still, people. Get up right now. Forget about your job, because you won't have no job in the next 6 months. Listen to me, what I'm telling you. I'm prophesizing again to you what I hear. You won't have a job in the next 6 months. What is that, Mark? What is that? That's, I ain't going to even count it. You count. It will be so much trouble in this earth, in this world, in your life. So get up now like the lepers did and come to your senses. Why should you stay there and die? Why should you sit there and do absolutely nothing and die and wait on somebody else to come and save you and help you? No, the rapture ain't going to come and bust through the clouds and that's not going to happen. Don't sit there no longer, people. Make some major, major, listen to me. This is what the God of Israel is telling me to tell you right now. Make some major, major decisions. Within the next 2 months, 3 months max, people. 3 months max. Make some serious, serious decisions to save you and your children and your family and your mama and your granddad now. Make some serious, serious moves. Don't sit there. Don't love your world. Don't love your city. Don't love your life. You won't have a life because the new world order, the siege, is here. The FEMA is here. So you have the FEMA in the siege, the new world order. You won't survive it, people. So get up, stop sitting there. And then the leopard told, let's go, man. We got to get out of here. So they got up at 12 midnight and left their tents. Verse 7. I'm reading 2 Kings 7:7 now. They left their tents. They left their houses. They left their cars. They left everything. Do you people hear me? Don't love this world and the things of the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Leave it. Leave it. All that you can't take with you, leave it. Move now. Make some moves right now, people. Please. Wherefore they arose and fled at 12 midnight. That's a good time to leave, people. 12 o'clock midnight, when you ain't got nobody around looking at what you're doing, pack it up, man. Pack it up. And ask the God of Israel, the real God, to forgive you. Repent for serving other gods and trusting in man and believing in man and believing in T.D. Jakes and your leaders. Wherefore they rose and fled in the 12 midnight and left their tents and their horses, though that would be their cars. 2 Kings 7:7. They left their cars. They left their houses. They left everything. Why should we sit here and die for a car or for a house? They left their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. 2 Kings 7:7. You got to run from the new world order. If you don't, they're going to get you, people. They're going to get you. So think about this. Think about this, people. I know I'm going to have to make a part two to this or part three. Think about this, people. The governments are saying it's food shortages, right? It's gas shortages. It's this shortage. It's that shortage. That's just like the Syrian army. The Syrian army. They besieged Jerusalem and all the food and stuff was gone. The God of Israel was there doing that, but they had their part in it too. Just like the government today have their part in what's going on right now. Why? Because the God of Israel always used them for his indignation, the governments. That's why he put them in power. So he can use them, get them to do whatever he wants them to do whenever he get ready for them to do it. So yes, they have their part in what's going on right now. But the God of Israel is over it. He's in charge of it. He the one telling, doing whatever you see going on. He's doing it, people. He uses the government to do what he needs to get done. He used the Syrian army to take Israel down. So look, people. So they left their ass, they left their camp, they left everything. And verse 8, and when these lepers came to the othermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink.
and carried this silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried this also and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do not well this day as a day of good tidings. And we see, so they was robbing everything and everybody. But they had enough sense, people, to get up, to get up. Next Bible verse. 2 Kings 8, verse 1. Then spake Elisha unto the woman, whose son he had restored to life, saying, arise and go thou in thy household, and sojourn wheresoever thy kin is sojourn. For Ahijah have called, listen now, people, for Ahijah, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm reading 2 Kings 8:1. So Elisha told the woman who he had restored her son back to life, arise, get up, woman. Get up, woman. And go thou in thy household. Y'all hear what the prophet told the woman. And sojourn wheresoever thy kinneth live. Go wherever you can live, because you can't stay right here in Jerusalem right now. You can't stay in Detroit. You can't stay in Chicago. You can't stay in Memphis and Alabama. Go wherever you can live right now. Get up, arise, move quickly. Because you got the new world order, the Syrians, they coming after you. And you got this great Femi, the God of Israel, put upon us. So look what he said. Arise and go thou in thy household, and sojourn whatsoever thou can sojourn. For Ahijah have called for a Femi, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. 7 years. 7 years. In the middle of the 7 years, the Antichrist, the ruler of the New World Order, the ruler of the New World Order, the Antichrist, he broke the 7-year peace agreement after 3.5 years. Yes, people. Mm-hmm. You don't even know when it was signed, do you? You don't even know when the peace treaty or the peace agreement was signed. It have already been signed. Yes. It have already been signed, people. And your leaders don't know nothing about that. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The 3.5 years is moving quickly upon us to break the agreement. Yeah. I know exactly when they signed it and who signed it. That information is for the remnant only. It's not for the 90% that belong to the New World Order. I will reveal that to the remnant. Yes, people, let me keep going. But it said the God of Israel have called for a Femi. That's what the prophet told the woman. So it ain't your government and they doing this and they doing that, and that's what all Elder Ricard, GOC, and IPE and them talking about what the government doing. The government ain't doing nothing. The God of Israel called for a Femi. And
And it shall also come upon the land 7 years. And the woman arose and did after the sin of the man of God, the prophet. You got to have a prophet right now, people, that are connected to the real God. You got to, or you won't survive, or you won't make it. And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God. And she went with her household, with her kids, her grandma, her grandpa, her grand. She went with everybody. Let's go. We got to get out of here, Matt. I can't love this brand new bedroom suit no more. I can't love this 60-inch TV no more. I can't love this $5,000 furniture that I just put in this house. I can't love this brand new house that I just took a loan out of the bank for $1 million. I must leave it all. You must leave it, people. Leave it. Leave it. That's what the woman said. Let's go. Get your bag, get your clothes, get whatever you can take, and let's get up out of here like the leper said. Why should we sit here and die? If we go into one city, it's a famine. If we go into another city, it's a famine. No, you're not going to go into no city where a famine, long as the God of Israel is leading God of you with the Holy Spirit. You got to have a real God. And you got to denounce all your religions and all your gods. That's what he just told me to tell you. If you want him to lead you and guide you, you must denounce all your gods and religions. So she rose and did after the saying of the man of God, and she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. Yes. And it came to pass at the 7 years in, the woman returned out of the land of Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and her land. Okay, that's something else. Next Bible verse, 2 Kings 25, 1 through 4. 2 Kings 25, 1 through 4, people. Thank you, Father. 2 Kings 25, 1 through 4. And it came to pass in the ninth year. Of his reign in the 10th month and the 10th day of the month of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came he and all his hosts against Jerusalem. First you had the Syrian army coming against the 10 tribes. Now you got the Babylonians coming against Jerusalem, the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom, the Assyrians took them down. Now the southern kingdom, which is Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, the Babylonians took them down. The children of Israel was doing a lot of sin. And you know what you Christians say? You knew Israel. You're doing a lot of sin, Christians. A lot of sin. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his hosts, against Jerusalem and pinched against it. And they built forts against it round about. They building them forts right now, the New World Order. They got so many, barricades that you people don't even know nothing about. They've been building it. The infrastructure bill, the infrastructure plan, all of that is part of setting up the New World Order the way they want to set it up, the way the God of Israel tells them to set it up. He behind that too. Yes. Y'all think it's so great that they passed a $5 billion for infrastructure
bill or plan. Do you know what that's all about, people? That's all about setting up the force for the New World Order.
They built forts against it roundabout, and the city was besieged until the 11th year of the king Zedekiah. And on the ninth day of the 14th month, the Fimai prevailed. On the ninth day, people. Okay, the ninth day, Jerusalem falls. That's what I'm reading about right here. Jerusalem falls. On the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. And the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled by night by the way of the gate between two walls, which is by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were against the city round about, and the king went the way towards the plain. So the ninth day in the fourth month, according to the Hebrew calendar, what is the fourth month? The first month is March. July, where we at now? We're in April. This is the second month according to the Hebrew calendar. Not the fourth month. This is the second month. So May would be the third month. So June would be the fourth month. Yes. June, people. Two more months. Now, what did the God of Israel just say to you? He told you within now and 3 months. Within now and 3 months, people, you need to be making some serious decisions about your life and the life of your children and your household. Serious, people. Of course, the Femi, the fourth month, which will be June. You think they out of food now? Oh, my God, people. Oh, my God. See, the food that they have is just the food that the trucks bought about 2 months ago. See, when the trucks deliver the food, they bring so much food that they stack up on in the back of the grocery stores. Now, all of that stuff that they bought 2 months ago is getting low. It's getting low. And because of the war with Russia, it's hard for them to get the gas prices down and all kind of stuff. That, you know, with China on lockdown and, you know, they can't get the food across the sea and because they need the gas, and the gas is too high. So, yeah, you got all kind of problems right now that's going to cause the great famine. So he told you, within now and 3 months, you need to make some real, real huge decisions about the life of you and your household. I'm just a prophet. Now, let's go now to... I have a lot of precepts here that I need to read. And I know I'm not going to finish them all today because I'm running out of time. So what I will do is this. I am going to go to the book of Ezekiel. Matter of fact, I have so many in Jeremiah. So let me read some of Jeremiah now, okay? And I'm just going to mark these off, ones that I already read, so I don't go back over them. Because most likely we're going to have to make a part two. So let's go to Jeremiah 5. Well, let's go to Isaiah 14:30. And we'll hit Jeremiah. Isaiah 14:30, people. Come on, I hope you're writing them down so you can show your leaders. It's not called a food shortage. It's called a famine. Isaiah 14:30. That's what you in. And the God of Israel is the one put it on you. I just read that to you. He the one that caused it. That's why Elijah told the woman to pack up and leave, get up out of here, because the God of Israel higher is the one that brought the famine. Okay, Isaiah 14:30. He's an all-loving God, huh, Christian? Oh, he wouldn't hurt us. Oh, God love everybody. He ain't going to hurt nobody. Oh, yeah, really. That's not what the Bible says. You've been reading the wrong book. Matter of fact, you have not even read the Bible. You've just been listening to scriptures and Bible verses across the pulpit. They say two or three, they close their Bible, and that's it. No. He's not an all-loving God. He's a God that loves them who love him. He has many enemies in this world. Many. Many enemies. There's so many scriptures in the Bible say that the God of Israel will take down his enemies. The sinners, the heathen, the wicked. So all that all-loving stuff you've been taught, that's fairy tale teaching. Isaiah 14:30 here. Isaiah 14. No, it's not Isaiah. Okay, no, I'm in Jeremiah. Isaiah 14:30, people. I thank the God of Israel for my internet. It's doing pretty good today. Isaiah 14:30. And it says, and the firstborn of the poor shall feed, and the needy shall lie down in safety, and I will kill thy root with famine, and he shall slay thy remnant. How, O ye gate, cry, O city, thy whole Palestina, that's Jerusalem right there. Palestine is Jerusalem, is in Africa. Are dissolved, for there shall come from the north a smoke, and none shall be alone in his appointed times. So next Bible verse, it's just saying that, you know what, the poor are going to lie down, and they're going to eat, and they're going to feed and safety, but I'm going to kill the root. The root is nothing but the sinners. That's who the root is, the sinners. Okay, let's go. Isaiah 51:19. You're going to kill all the sinners in the new world order. And with famine. And with pestilence. Isaiah 51, yes, you're a sinner because you serve other gods. You're not serving the God of Israel. So, yeah, you are a sinner. Isaiah 51:19. Calling on the wrong God and doing the wrong things. Isaiah 51:19. These two things are come unto thee. Who shall be sorry for thee, people? Who gonna be sorry for you, Israel? Who will be sorry for you, Israel? These two things are come upon thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction, and the famine and the sword. By whom shall I comfort thee? Thy sons have fainted. All our kids are fainted. They weak as water. My sons, your sons, their sons, her sons, they are weak as water. They are fainted. Why are they fainted? Why? Why? I need you to think about that. Why are your sons so very weak right now? Thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets as a wild boar and net. They got all our men in a net. So they won't be able to help us. Sisters, y'all better listen to me. All our men are in a net. They are faint. They are weak. They like a wild bull in a net. They ain't going to be able to help you with getting the new world order. When they come to siege and knock you down at your door, they ain't going to be able to help us. They faint. They weak. They ain't got no strength. Why? Because they disconnected from the God of Israel. That's why. That's number one reason there. They don't know him. They faint. No strength. Miserable. Look what the God of Israel is saying to you Hebrews and you Gentiles. Well, right now he's talking to Israel right now. These are, and you are faint. They lie at the head of all the streets. Every street corner. That's where they land at. Dead from the famine. Yes, people. That's what's coming. My God. Get ready, my people. Get ready. Get ready. So, you just believe so much, especially you sisters that go to church. You know, you're into church and you're into Jesus and you're into God and you're into Most High. You're into Wise Dog Age and you're into all your, you know, especially y'all. Y'all have so much confidence in your men. But your men will not be able to help you. I'm telling you, they will not be able to stop the New World Order. And they will not be able to stop you from starving to death. You and your children. They faint. They weak. They wild bulls in a net. They already trapped in a net. They don't even know they're in a net already. They already in a net. At every street corner, they already got the net around them. They already entrapped inside. They are full of fury of Ahiah, the rebuke of thy God. Therefore, hear now this thy afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Next Bible verse. Next Bible verse. Let's go to Jeremiah 5, verse 12. Jeremiah 5, verse 12. No food, no gas, no water, no nothing. Famine, crying little babies, the fingers is you. Pointed at your own self, people. Point the finger at your own selves. Not at the government. Your leaders like G-O-C-C-E, you know, they always talking about the government and what they doing and what they doing. No, it's not the government. It's the God of Israel telling the government to do what they doing to us or to you or to them. Yes. Okay. Jeremiah 51:19. I don't see no government on this page nowhere. The Syrian army, yeah, I seen that. Babylonian, yeah, but who told them to do it? The God of Israel told them to besiege Jerusalem and kill thousands and millions of them. Yeah, only the remnant will be saved out of this, the 10%. Jeremiah 5 verse 2. Let's start at verse 1. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, Jeremiah, and see now and know and seek in the broad places. Yeah. If you can find a man, just one man, Jeremiah, I need you to go all over Jerusalem. Run, run, run fast. Go in the high places. Go in the low places. Go in the ghetto. Go in the hood. Go in the Bronx. Go in the Chicago, the neighborhood. Go all over. Go in the suburbs, the broad places, the big cities. Go all over, Jeremiah. Run. Run fast through the streets of Jerusalem. And if you can find a man, if there be any that execute judgment, that seek the truth, and I will pardon it. So Jeremiah started running, y'all. Jeremiah began to run, people. He ran all over because he was a weeping prophet. He didn't want the God of Israel to hurt the children of Israel. He didn't want the God of Israel to kill the children of Israel. He was in misery and agony and pain when he seen the turmoil of his people. So he was running all over looking for somebody, my God, that was teaching the children of Israel truth. That was teaching the children of Israel the right way. No, it's not the Hebrew Israelites. They teaching you a doctrine that they learned from some man. It's not them. They don't know the truth. They don't have it. They have some of it. They have a little, little portion of truth. But they don't know the real God. I'm telling you, people. So he told Jeremiah, run and look for somebody, Jeremiah. If you find me one man or one woman in this earth that is teaching the people truth, I will pardon Israel for their sins, and I won't send the Babylonians on them, the New World Order, to take them down. So Jeremiah ran. He just started running and looking. And don't you know he didn't find not one man. He didn't find not one man was teaching the children of Israel the right way. The way that the God of Israel wanted them to be taught. Not one. It's not G-O-C-C-E-E-I-I, no. No. I used to think that too. Because I followed Elder Carr. I listened to him for a long time. IUP them, I listened to them. But the same stuff that I listened to 10 years ago, they still talking about today. So that's not the truth, people. Truth is revelation. Truth is the prophetic. Truth is wisdom and knowledge that comes from the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit. Truth is understanding. Truth is knowing what to do right now. They ain't telling y'all what to do. None of your leaders, Christian church, none of them. They ain't telling you. All they telling you is that everything is going to be all right. And that's not true. That's why the God of Israel told Jeremiah to run. Run. Run, Jeremiah. Run. Find me someone, Jeremiah. If you could just find one person. It's just like he told Abraham over there in Genesis. Abraham, if you could find one person, 10 people, then I won't destroy Sodom. He couldn't find them. Just like Jeremiah couldn't find one. And just like I, the prophet of the God of Israel, Elisha, can't find any today. Not one. Everybody's in the snare. Snared up, bound up, afflicted up, sick up, all kind of ups. Mental up, crazy up, waxed up. He said, I will pardon them, Jeremiah. And though they say, a higher lil, surely they swear falsely. They swear falsely. They not, they telling you they with the Most High, they call him. That ain't his name. That's not his title. None of that. That's some made up doctrine that they gave, the elders gave him 50, 60, 100 years ago. That's not his title. His title is what he gave Moses, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's his title. And his name is Ahayah. So all that Most High stuff, please, people, I ain't even talking about that today. Don't even send me there, okay? Let's keep going. Let's go to Jeremiah 11:22 right now. Talking about the Femi and the New World Order. That's among us. Jeremiah 11:22. Did you read? After I read this, I'm going to go into a couple news articles. Jeremiah 11:22, people. 11:22. Yes. I am the prophet of the God of Israel. 11:22. Therefore, thus said Ahayah of hosts, behold, I will punish them. The young man shall die. Can y'all hear me, people? This was the plot to kill Jeremiah, but instead of killing Jeremiah, Ahayah was going to kill them. You cannot kill the prophet of the God of Israel unless he wants them to die. You can't do nothing to them unless he wants you to do something to them. You notice how Elijah, Ahaz couldn't even catch him. He said, no, Elijah, you don't have to be afraid of Ahaz. I got 7,000 ain't bowed to Baal. What you running for? Don't. He cannot touch you. So I'm reading right now, Jeremiah 51:19. Hold on. Jeremiah 5:12, I'm sorry. Going to go over here. My page turned. Yes, 5:12. They have believed. Let's start at verse 11. Let's start at verse 10. Verse 9 of Jeremiah 5. So I shall visit for these things. Should I visit for these things, said Ahayah? Should I visit y'all people for all the stuff y'all done did to me, said Ahayah? Should not my soul be avenged? Should not I avenge, take vengeance out on y'all people for all the stuff y'all done did to me and my prophets? Should not I avenge you? Should not I be avenged on such a nation as this? Go ye up upon her walls and destroy. That's what he told the angels to do, to destroy. But make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not Ahayah's. Verse 11 of Jeremiah 5. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah, the northern and the southern kingdoms of Jerusalem are Israel. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me. Talking about y'all now. Talking about you people right now.
you Hebrew Israelites and all y'all people. You have dealt very treacherously against me, said Ahiah. They have belied Ahiah and said, it is not he. Neither shall evil come upon us. Neither shall we see a sword nor famine. And the prophets shall become wind. And the words is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. Wherefore thus said Ahiah, God of hosts. Because you spake this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, Jeremiah. And this people would, and it shall devour them. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from afar, O house of Israel, said Ahiah. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation. I'm going to stop right there. They have belied Ahiah and said, it is not he. Jeremiah 5, verse 12. Especially the Hebrew Israelites. They always talk about it's the government, the government, the government, the government, the government doing this, the government doing that, the government doing this, government, the government, the government, they, the government, Esau. Oh, my God. Ahiah said right here in Jeremiah 5, verse 12, he's talking to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Both of them have lied on the God of Israel and against them. They have belied Ahiah and said, it is not he. So all the stuff that's going on in the world, Ahiah ain't got nothing to do with it, they say. This is what they teaching y'all people. Ahiah, he love you. He gonna send Christ to come and help you and come and get you and save you and your children. Don't worry. Let's wait on Iran and see what happened with Iran and the Christian church. Just love God and just pay your tithes and be faithful to the ministry and be faithful. And the rapture going to come and take us and help us. All of this, the higher said, y'all have lied against me and on me and saying it's not me that's doing all of this stuff in the world. And it is me. It is me. I'm the one killing you people. I'm the one putting COVID in the earth. I'm the one sent the FEMA. I'm the one put Russia at the war right now. I am the one that's doing it all. I'm in control. I am God. Hold on, Pete. I feel something. I am God. I am. But your lying leaders keep telling you that it's the government and it's that, it's this and it's that. No, it's Planned Parenthood and it's this and it's that. You have told the people that it's not me that's destroying them, that's hurting them, that's making them sick. I'm the one told the government or whoever to make the food to make you people sick. It's me, Ahiah, the God of Israel. It is I. It is I. Stop lying on me. No one. No one, no one can take my glory. No one can take my power and my strength. No one in this earth. It is I that has destroyed you and your children. And your men, and your women, and your husbands, and your wives, and your everything. It is I that have sent the semi upon you in the new world order. Is I, Ahiah. I am the God of Israel. He said here,
5:12. They have a liar hired and said it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us. That's a lie, see? They lying to you, telling you that a higher going to help you. The Most High, they call it. That's not who he is, Jesus, Buddha, Allah. No evil going to come. Shalom, Shalom. Our God is with us. Let's just keep on keeping the holy days, our pagan holy days, without a priest. We are the priests. That's what Judah teach. We the new priests. He says, "Not neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see the sword, nor famine." This is what they've been saying. We're going to be able to escape this. No, people. 90% won't escape. The very ones that think they're going to escape will not escape. You remember the lepers? You remember the lepers? They the only one got out of Israel. The Syrian army took everybody else down and out. The lepers got away, the sinners. Not the religious people, not the ones that was going up in the temple. That Solomon built, keeping their Sabbath days and their holy days and their festival. Not them. Why? Because they was polluting the holy days. They was polluting the house of God. Those are the very ones that got destroyed with the Fema and the New World Order. The Syrian army. It was the lepers that got away, Pete. So don't listen to these leaders, because they are lying. They are lying to you. I read in the news today that 150 Walmart stores, 154 Walmart stores are closing in the United States and Puerto Rico. Wow, people, that's a lot of stores. 154. Why are they closing? Why are they closing? They have their reason. They have their agenda. They know why. They'll never tell you people why. You need a prophet to tell you why. Because the God of Israel is going to reveal it to his prophet. I know why they closing. I know exactly why they closed. But you love your Walmarts. Yeah, you love your Walmart stores. You go get all your food and all of that stuff. And they closing, people. They are closing. I told you what the God of Israel told me to tell you. You got 1 to 3 months. 1 to 3 months to make a serious, serious decision about you and your family. You going to sit there and die in the Fema, in the New World Order? Or are you going to be like the lepers? Or are you going to be like the woman that Elisha, the prophet, told her to arise, get up and go from here and go wherever you can go to protect you and your son's life? They closed 154 stores. Your wonderful Walmart. Yeah, people. You in the family. The fourth month, June. Shaking, people. It's shaking. 2023, oh my. There's so much prophetic things going to go on that in next year. So much prophetic. 666, people. 666. The New World Order. Now, that's one news article. And I read one today where Russia said
They just, you know, everybody looking at, oh, yeah, what Russia doing. They losing all their military force and all their tanks and stuff. It is what it is, people. But Russia not backing down. That's what you need to understand, and that's what you need to know. It doesn't matter how many get hurt to him, or his tanks and all that getting destroyed. This man is on a mission right now. He's on a serious, serious mission. You can believe that it's propaganda, fake, or whatever you want to believe, or whatever your leaders have told you, so you'll be still and don't do nothing else but sit there and die. Okay, but Russia is on a serious mission, and he's not going to back down. He's not going to back down, I'm telling you, Pete. Yeah, more people are going to join. More. You don't know the Bible verse where it say over there in Jeremiah? I think it's Jeremiah 50 or 51. Shoot at her from the north. Shoot at her round about. That's prophecy. He's not going to back down. They don't want the United States telling them what to do anymore. They tired of that. They want to be in their own power, their own way, their own rulership. They don't want America dictating to them no more. People, you know, the other countries, a lot of them getting tired of that. So no, it's just not going to just go away and wipe away like that, like you people want it to do. And you think it's going to do. And you're just going to go back to your world again. Not this time, people. Not this time. It's going all the way. All the way the God of Israel want it to go. That's the way it will go. And ain't nobody got nothing to say or do about that. The way he, Ahiah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, want it to go, it will go that way. So I don't care what the president say, and they say, and he say, and they say. It's not in their control anymore to speak what it's got to be or how, whatever. You people better be preparing yourself. The God of Israel already told you what you got to do. Now, if you sit there, let me show you what's going on. He said today in the news, Russia, he said, you know what? Should have had this thing plugged up. He said in the news, he calling it Satan 2, his nuclear weapon that he have, created. He said, this weapon that I got, it can go, I think it's 11,000 miles away from where he is and hit the target. He said, I can destroy anything and anybody that I want to destroy with this. So you think this man going through all of that stuff that he going through for nothing, just for everything to go back the way it was. Everybody stay in power that always have been in power. He have lost a lot. And you think he not going to keep going with what he believe? So he said in Satan 2, he called it a weapon. It'll be ready by autumn, he said. And it'll take down, it'll take out the whole Britain, he said. The whole Britain. That's what he was in the news, people. I'm just reading the news article. But your leaders like GOC, EE, no, propaganda, yeah, yes, all this, whatever they want to believe. I want to read to you, know, Jeremiah now, Jeremiah 11:22. Jeremiah 11:22. Therefore, thus said Ahiah of hosts, behold, I will punish them
the young man shall die by the sword.
Yes.
New World Order. The young men, our children, people. Y'all sinners, you went against the God of Israel for other gods. Their young men shall die by the sword. Their sons and their daughters shall die by famine. Do y'all hear me? Do y'all people hear what the Bible is telling you? Why are your leaders not telling you things like this? Why are your leaders not talking about this? Why are your leaders not reading this? Because they don't want you to worry. Just like the God of Israel told Jeremiah, run around Jerusalem and see who you can find that's talking truth. He said, you know what? I can't find nobody. All them leaders was telling you, telling the children of Israel the same things they telling y'all right now. Don't worry. We will have peace. Won't no famine touch us. Won't no sword kill us. The New World Order won't get us. Yeah, it will, people. It will. Because the God of Israel say it will. I just read it to you. Let me read it again. I'm in overtime. I'm reading Jeremiah 11:22. Therefore, thus said Ahiah of hosts, behold, I, no government here, no Russia, I will punish them. The young men shall die by the sword. Military, New World Order. Their sons and their daughters shall die by the famine. Your sons and your daughters, people, shall die by the famine. You want to call it a food shortage. That's not what it is. It's the famine that the God of Israel, the real God, have put on us in earth. Next scripture. Next scripture. Let's go to Jeremiah 14:12. When they fast, Jeremiah, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offerings and oblations, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, New World Order. Okay, people, that's the sword. And by the famine, that's your food shortage, you want to call it. Yeah, a lot of people are going to die of starvation. Yes, and a lot of people will die in the New World Order. And by the famine and by pestilence, and a lot of people have died already from COVID-19. And a lot of more will die from COVID-19 and other disease and pestilence that the God of Israel going to bring upon this world and upon you people. Verse 13 of Jeremiah 14. Thou said, ha, Ahiah God, behold, the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see the sword. See, that's what they're telling you right now. All these leaders, they lying to y'all. They lying to y'all. You shall not see the sword. Verse Neither shall you have fear, my. They lying to you. They telling you ain't going to be hungry. You ain't the new world order not going to take you out and kill you and your children. But I will give you assurance of peace in this place. That's what Elder Ricard and all the rest of your elders and leaders are saying. Just have peace. Shalom. Praise the Lord. Don't worry. Be happy. But look at what the God of Israel said. Verse 14. Then Ahiah said unto me, Jeremiah, you are my prophet. The prophets prophesies lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesied unto you a false vision and damnation. That's what they're telling y'all. Witchcraft and damnation is not real what they say. The government, no. It's I, Ahiah, that will bring the sword and the famine and the pestilence and the death. And will kill you and your children and your young men. It happened back then and it will happen now. It happened in ancient times and it will happen in this time. Because y'all still doing the same sins and the same things that the children of Israel did in ancient times. And a thing of not, they speak damnation and a thing of not in the deceit of their own heart. Verse 15, therefore does say Ahiah concerning the prophets that prophesied in my name, and I sent them not, yet they say sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. So all your leaders, all your T.D. Jakes and all these people who prophesizing to you and speaking to you damnation and all that, and the God of Israel did not send them. He said, Famine and the sword shall consume your prophets and leaders. So it's not only going to consume you people and your children, but it's also going to consume your leaders, your elders, your bishops, your prophets, your apostles, your evangelists. The sword, new world order now. New world order is the sword. Famine will consume them. They don't have enough money. Remember what I told you. Their money going to be worth nothing but a piece of toilet paper to wash their ass. That's all their money going to be worth. They're going to take their money, the Bible say, and throw it in the streets. And they gold and they silver and throw it in the streets. Why? Because it ain't going to have no value. Because there will be a famine and their money won't be able to buy them no food. So they're going to take their money and throw it in the streets. That's where we are in the prophetic. So you need to stop paying tithes right now. Listen to me. Stop giving these leaders money. Because tithing is not money, no way. So you need to stop giving these leaders your money. That's what you need to do. Right now. And take that money. And go buy you some land. And plant you some corn. And some food, and dig your well, so you and your children can survive this new world order, and this famine and this pestilence that's in the earth from the God of all gods. Ahaya is my name. Next Bible verse. It say, verse 15, I'm going to consume your prophets with the sword and the famine. And it say, verse 16, I'm in overtime. And the people to whom they prophesy, that would be you people, shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem. That's what happened in ancient times. It's going to happen right now in modern times. Because of the famine, you're going to be cast out into the street looking for food to eat. Ain't going to be no food on your shelves. Walmart's, all of them going to close eventually. Eventually, all the grocery stores going to close. And if they don't close, they're going to all be cashless, and you're going to have the mark of the beast. You already been marked. You don't even know that. You already been marked. You already been marked. You're going to have to do what they want you to do to get the food that they have created and made for the people. Oh, yeah, they got food. They have food. Genetic modified food, clone food, that you clone people are going to have to eat. Because it's all plastic, because you've been drinking water. Bottled water have made so, the God of Israel told me, everybody in the world is plastic. I said, wow, God, Father, real? Well, I mean, it shocked me when he said that to me, like a month ago or 2 months. I said, plastic? He said, yeah, because they all drink bottled water from the supermarkets. So they are plastic. They made of plastic. So yeah, people. Yes. They do have food down in the undergrounds or wherever. They might have some way up there in space. You know, Elon Musk, he's, you know, they got spaceships going up and not shuttles, space shuttles. Going up and down, taking people up there for a lot of money. So they got all kind of stuff, people, okay? These people are ready and set up for the new world order, okay? It's just you little people ain't ready to do nothing but keep working and running around and thinking things going to go back to normal. So, yeah, they do got food. The food that they have created in their labs. They scientists created for you to eat, but you must serve the beast. And I'm running out of time. I couldn't even finish. Let me see how many scriptures I have here. I didn't even get to Revelation. So what I think I'm going to do, people, I think I'm going to make a part two to this. Okay. Maybe tomorrow I'll come back. If not tomorrow, sometime this week. I'll make a part two, okay? Because it's a lot of things more that I need to say to you, especially about the rising of the beast. And I know I just don't have enough time. Because I like to take my time. So I'm going to make a part two. We're going to go into a lot of details in part two in Revelation. And I'm going to read right now in my clothes. Yeah, they got food, but it's going to be cashless. And you got to have the chip and all the kind of stuff. And you already been marked, though. You already been marked. That's why everything is moving so fast and rapidly, because they know that they have already marked the people that they need to mark. And they still going to mark more, but they don't mark enough people right now that they can go head on and push their new world order through. Okay? So, yeah, you have been marked. But let's go now to, so yeah, your mind ain't going to mean nothing. T.D. Jakes and all y'all with all them billions and trillions of dollars, Lil Wayne and Beyonce and all of them. Yeah. You are in a femme from the God of all gods. His name is Ahayah. Can't nobody save you out of this. Nobody. You see how he had Jeremiah running around Jerusalem looking for somebody. He said, if you could find one person or two, Jeremiah, I will pardon them. But he couldn't find nobody that was serving the God of Israel, Ahayah. Let's go to Jeremiah 14, I believe it is. We're going to save the scriptures for Ezekiel and Revelation. We will save them for part two. I'm going to try to get through the ones in Jeremiah right now before they cut me off. So Jeremiah 14:12, I read that. Let's go to Jeremiah 15:2. Let's start at verse 1, Jeremiah 15. Then said Ahayah unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be towards this people. Cast them out of my sight, Jeremiah, and let them go forth. And it shall come to pass, if they say unto thee, whither shall we go forth? Then thou shalt tell them, thus saith Ahayah, such as are for death to death, and such as are from the sword to the sword, and such as are from the Femi to the Femi. It's all over the world. The New World Order will be all over the world. The death will be all over the world. And such as are from captivity to captivity. That's Ahayah's fury and anger against a rebellious generation of people. Back then and now, we they children. And the Bible say we worse than our ancestors. So tell them, Jeremiah, they going to go from death to death. Y'all think COVID something. Ooh, it's something finna hit up in here that COVID ain't nothing. COVID is like singing a la-la song, putting a baby to sleep. What's finna hit up in here, bro? That's us. Okay. He said, from death to death, sword to sword, femi to femi, captivity to captivity, and I will appoint over them four kinds, Ahayah said. The sword to kill them. I, Ahayah, will appoint over them. Over you, Israel, Hebrews, Christians, all of y'all people, Gentiles. I will appoint over you four times. Sword to slay and the dogs to tear. And the fowls of the earth. The fowls of heaven and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. Jeremiah 42, I got two more in Jeremiah, and that's going to be it, and I'm going to make a part two. Jeremiah 42:22. Two more after that piece. Jeremiah 42:22. Let's start at verse 21. And now I have this day declared unto you. And now I have this day declared it to you. But you have not obeyed the voice of Ahayah your God, nor anything for the which he have sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that you shall die by the sword. by the famine and by the pestilence, and the place whether ye desire to go and to sojourn. So Jeremiah told, I have declared it to them, Ahia. This day, people, I have declared it to you. What is going to happen and how and why. As his prophet, I have declared it to you. But you have not obeyed. I have declared it to you for 3 whole years. But you have not obeyed. That's what Jeremiah told him. And that's what I'm telling you right now. The voice of Ahiah, your God, you have not did what Ahiah told you to do. Speaking to me, to you. You have not obeyed his voice. He told you why he brought COVID-19 in the earth. What you had to do. What you needed to do. Before it even hit the earth, I told you why he was going to kill millions of people. Why? He told me why he was going to do it. And I told you, go back to the audio 3 years ago and listen. You have not obeyed his voice. So now it's been 3 years and almost a half. I told you the next 6 months. You have not obeyed the voice of a higher God, nor anything but that which he have sent me unto you. Everything that the God of Israel sent me to tell you people, you have not listened. Even people in my own family, they think I'm crazy. They think I'm crazy. The things I say to them, the things I tell them, they don't listen. They don't pay attention. When I told my sister was on the radio when I told the world that millions was going to die in 2020. She was on the very radio broadcast with me when I said that. She my witness. In 2019, I said it before COVID even hit. And when people started dying in 2020, I said, sis, then don't you remember I told you that the God of Israel said he was going to kill millions of people? She said, yeah, I remember, but you know what? Ain't no way God, she called him God, ain't no way God going to let the COVID stay in the earth. Ain't no way God going to take us out with the COVID in the earth. I know the COVID ain't going to be here long. But it's been 3 years almost, and it's still here. We're going into the third year. So, yeah, they don't want to believe me, my very own family. I even wrote a book about the coronavirus. Not one person in my family asked to read it. Why? Because they're not in reality. Mayday, who will help you now, people? Mayday. That's exactly where you are. Mayday. Going down like a sinking Titanic ship. Where am I? Jeremiah 42, verse 22. They didn't listen to me. Now, therefore, know certainly, Ahiah told Jeremiah. Know for sure, Jeremiah. Know for 100% sure what I have been prophesizing and telling you to prophesy and speaking to you about to tell the people. Know for 100% that you shall die by the sword, by the famine, by the pestilence, and the places whether you desire to go and to sojourn. So it doesn't matter where you go. You need a prophet right now. Just like the woman, Elisha, he had to tell the woman where to go. Get up and go. You need a prophet, because without a prophet, you ain't going to make it, people, wherever you pack up and go. You got to have a prophet, somebody that can hear the real God, to tell you what you need to do and know. So he said, Jeremiah, tell him, it's too late now. Because I done had you talking to these people for 20 years, Jeremiah, and they still ain't listening in Jerusalem. I done had my prophet, Elisheba, speaking to these people for 3 years on this platform, and they still haven't listened. So wherever you go, because you don't listen and you don't want to believe in my prophet, you want to believe in your false leaders and prophets, wherever you go, you will die by the sword and by famine and by pestilence. Next precept. Jeremiah, I'm going to take this all the way to, where am I? What is it? Okay, yeah, right. Jeremiah 18:21, one more after that. Let's go back to Jeremiah 18:21, people. One more. Jeremiah 18:21. Can one need a binding do this? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Can T.D. Jordan? Absolutely no. Elder Carr? Absolutely not. None of them. Because the God of Israel didn't send them. They sent themselves. They elders and bishops and leaders set them up as leaders, not the God of Israel. G-O-C-C-I-E-N-M, they finished. They don't even believe in a prophet. Y'all people are, if you continue to follow them brothers, they don't even believe in a prophet. When I have went through all these scriptures and showed you that the woman, they had, and Jeremiah, the children of Israel had to have a prophet. You is very, very crazy to keep following some leader that don't believe in a prophet, that John the Baptist was the last one. Jeremiah 18:21. Look what it say, verse 19. Give heed to me, O Ahiah. This is Jeremiah praying. And hearken to the voice of them. And hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them. To speak good for them. That's, I have stood before you people to tell you what you must do to survive, you and your children. But I have stood before you to speak good for them and to turn away thy wrath from them. Therefore, deliver up their children to the famine, Jeremiah said. They have not listened to me, Ahiah. I tried to tell them what to do, what they had to do. But right now, they digging a pit for me to kill me. So right now, what I need you to do, Ahiah, deliver their children up to the sword. Deliver their children up to the famine. Let the kids go hungry. Little Baby and Boo-Boo and Mamie, Susu and Akaya and Lilia and all of them, they won't have no food. They won't have no food to eat. Yeah. Deliver them up to the famine. and pour out their blood by the force of the sword. New World Order. I'm reading Jeremiah 19, 21, 20 and 21 verse. And let their wives bereaved of men. Yeah, you won't have no husbands. So don't put so much confidence in your Hebrew Israelite husbands and elders and all of that stuff, because y'all know, say the Most High. Let them women be bereaved of their men, be put to death. Let their young men be killed and slain by the sword in the battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses. Oh, yes. When thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them. Look how Jeremiah talking to the God of Israel. That troop is the new world order. You're going to hear cries, moanings, yelling, hollings coming from the houses. Because the troop will suddenly be upon them. The siege. For they have dug a pit to take me and hide snares for my feet. Yet, Ahia, thou knowest all their counsel against me to kill me. Forgive not their iniquity. Don't forgive them. Kill these people, Ahia. You see how Jeremiah is praying now against them, when he was actually going to Ahia praying good for them and talking to them and telling them what they, right now, it's done changed up now. And that's why I'm saying, people, forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight, but let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thine anger. I told you, people, for 3 years what you had to do, how, what you did, what the God is. Now, all I can do now is tell you what will be before you and your children. Famine, death, the sword, pestilence, and destruction. He won't hear your fasts. You can stop fasting and praying. That won't help you, because you're talking to the wrong God anyway. Last Bible verse. Jeremiah 34:17. So Jeremiah actually flipped the script on them. And he began to tell Ahia, you know what? I'm sick of these people. They trying to kill me and all of that and take me out. And I'm only trying to tell them something that's going to help them. So guess what, yeah, Ahia? Kill their children, kill their men, kill all, yes. Kill them with the pestilence and the sword, yes. Send the troop on them, the new world order. Jeremiah 34:17. Your leaders will never speak to you like this, people. Because they not real. They false, they phony, and they fake. And they all about what they can get out of you. Yeah, I am a woman. The woman of the God of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is my God. Jeremiah 34:17. The little weak leaders, they scared me. They scared to come on and talk to a woman because they think they too good. Oh, she's so emotional. She's so stuck in her emotions and she's stuck in herself. Oh, can't no woman do nothing for the Most High, they call her. Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't need to talk to that sister. But she, yeah. Everything that this sister has told you, people, has came to pass, and it will continue to come to pass. Because I speak for the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Yeah. Yes. Last verse, Jeremiah 34:17. Therefore, ye have not hearkened unto me and proclaiming liberty, every one to his neighbor, brother, and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim liberty for you, said Ahia to the sword. Do y'all hear that? Jeremiah 34:17. Let's go to verse 16. Let's start it there. Let's start at verse 15. And you are now turned and have done right in my sight and proclaimed liberty, every man to his neighbor, and yet have made a covenant before me. But ye, verse 16, but you turned and polluted my name. How did y'all pollute the name of the God of Israel? Jesus, Buddha, Allah, Yah, YHWH, Most High. You have turned and polluted my name and caused every man his servant and every man his handmaid, whom he has set at liberty at their pleasure, to return and brought them into subjection, to be unto you for service and for him. Therefore, thus say, Ahia, you have not hearkened unto me and proclaimed liberty, every one to his brother and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, said Ahia, to the sword. So that's your liberty, Israel, Gentiles, to the sword, death. That's your liberty. That's your peace. That's your freedom, death. That's what, yes, deaf people, to the pestilence, for you said Ahia to the sword, I have proclaimed liberty for you, said Ahia to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine. That's your liberty right there. That's your freedom. I will make you to be removed, Israel, into all the kingdoms of the earth. Back then, they broke his covenant. They broke it. And after they broke, he kicked them out and he scattered them all over the earth. That's how we got on this side of the world. Hebrews, Israel. And I will give the men that I have transgressed. So I'm going to stop right there, people. I'm going to stop right there. So, people, I will be back for part two sometime next week or this week coming up. Today is the first day of the week, so I'll be back to make part two. No gas, no food, no water, no nothing. Fear my crying little babies. Don't cry now. It's too late to cry. Because the God of Israel won't hear your cry no way. He won't hear your fast and nothing else. The fingers is you. You caused all this destruction and death on you and your own children. Point the finger at yourself and not the government. The government is just a weapon that the God of Israel is using against you people, to bring the death, to bring the sword, to bring the famine, and to bring the destruction, and to bring the captivity, the new world order. And with that, people, I will talk to you people later.